Welcome back to Triad Arts Weekend. I'm Eddie Garcia. Winston-Salem-based Jared Drawn has been traveling the sonic seas since high school, playing in bands in North Carolina and Brooklyn, New York. His latest musical project finds him playing in a band of one, surrounded by a wall of amplifiers, a sea of layered vocals, and an army of looping guitars. He calls it Must Be the Holy Ghost. Jared's album was just released on a deluxe multicolored vinyl. As the record spins, you'll be treated to the lush soundscapes of ambient music, the experimentalism of jazz, the rhythmic propulsion of hip-hop, and rock and roll guitars. Visit WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts Weekend to see and hear Get Off, the debut album from Must Be the Holy Ghost.
I really enjoy recording music as well as mixing music. I play the drums, I can play bass, and guitar and vocals though are what I started out doing. So it was a way of multitasking and putting it all together and sometimes making things more difficult than they need to be for myself, but I kind of enjoy that pressure. And so I created drum loops, and over time I figured out how I could then layer guitars and vocals on top of that, and I wanted to maintain some sense of songwriting that a singer-songwriter might have, where you kind of have songs and not just have it be a looping, ambient, terribly drony and boring experience.
Let's talk about the live shows. I mean, with the looping, the songs are clearly very worked out, but there still is a sense of exploration in the music and in how you perform it live. How do you find that balance between like what's predetermined and what's exploratory?
I had the luxury of taking these song ideas, and I played them live for almost a year before I attempted to record them. So I was able to really like experiment with what works best for building these songs as compared to going in the studio and writing and recording songs. So I kind of have them dialed in to how I like them so I can recreate what you hear on the record for the most part. But then there is an element of looping which is different every time you do it. As you loop, you start to get these overtones and sounds that you're not really even sure where they came from. It's just like the mesh of all of it together, recording on top of itself and recording what's coming through the vocal mic into the loop pedal. And it just kind of creates this extra band member of some kind.
Yeah. Live shows are also often enhanced by some striking projected visuals, courtesy of some talented Winston-Salem artists known as Weapons of Mass Projection. Why don't you describe what they're doing during a set and tell us who these guys are?
Evan Hawkins and Andrew Fansler. There's some great local artists here in town. They were able to take old school projectors and they kind of have some dyes, and they have all kinds of things that they utilize with these projectors to create organic, moving, colored, psychedelic images that they project onto me or other musicians they've done it with around town, and they just let them change organically. They can move parts of what they do projection-wise to the beat.
And the cover is really psychedelic.
Yeah.
Looking too.
Evan and Andrew again helped with that.
Okay.
It's actually pictures of their projections.
Let's talk about lyrics a little bit.
Sure.
The song Shove My Feelings in the Couch starts off saying, better now more than ever, shove my feelings in the couch. Some say that the hour has arrived right now. And the lyrics really continue in a really the kind of frank manner, kind
yeah.
of bluntly laying out some truths. There's something about some disappointing situation. And, you know, it's really delivered with a lot of passion. You know, what was going on here? What were you trying to work out of your system?
I had a rough patch for a couple of years,
yeah.
for a few years recently, where I was living, relationship-wise, what am I doing with my life? You know, music kind of took a backseat as well as kind of got stagnant for a little bit. So when I started writing these songs and Must Be the Holy Ghost was beginning, I definitely had a lot of, like, angst, I suppose, and wanting to break out of a rut. And that being said, I always admire people that can write songs about positivity. I try to think that I'm a pretty positive person, but that's hard for me to do lyrically. Yeah. I seem to draw from the need of a musical. It's like an outlet for me to let any anger or discouragement out. So my lyrics tend to be, you know, more on the darker side.
Yeah.
Even if times are good, you know.
That's understandable. I understand yeah. that. Do lyrics flow out quickly, or do you have to, you know, work pretty hard at them?
I suppose it depends on the song, but generally I have to work pretty hard at lyrics. I tend to write melodies way before lyrics, and I often will just sing gibberish and form vowel sounds that I want to project because it just feels natural, and then I start to fill in lyrics here and there bit by bit. As a songwriter, I don't tend to write songs that have a cohesive, like, verse chorus that all kind of makes sense. I tend to have more one-liners here and there, and maybe the song, meaning-wise, you know, is all over the place. Better now, more than ever, shut my feelings in the couch, some say that the writing a song, do the melodies ever shift, like, as maybe you're going back and listening to how your loops have developed, like, from where maybe it started, like, when you're bringing other musical parts in, does that yeah. sometimes make the melodies change? Absolutely. Yeah. They're ever changing until something in my head kind of solidifies something, like, okay, that works, or it just gets stuck and I can't think outside of the box anymore. But for a long time, they'll definitely be changing, and I might have a part that needs to change because another part develops that is in that same area or, you know, sonic realm.
I'm definitely a sucker for dirty guitars, especially a bunch of layered dirty guitars, sort of talking about some angst. the guitars are at the forefront of the song Drained.
Yeah.
But then there's a really strong vocal, definitely, yeah, with that song.
That song is definitely, yeah, the heaviest, grittiest song on the record. That song's a fun one for me because it's just an outlet, just put it all out there, throw back to a little bit of more of this distorted days. I've never fell out of love with distortion, but it's harder for me to loop and maintain some kind of separation if I do too much distortion. Mm. So,
but that things song, tend to mush out easier when there's more distorted guitars looping on top of each other.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. There's less room to add. So that song, actually, I have a main guitar going, and then I kind of have a lead heavy guitar that comes and goes. I actually take it in and out so that it's not constantly there. Mm-hmm. And then I have a third kind of heavy guitar that I don't loop, I just play, and that kind of comes in and out. So that song has a little less far as looping guitars, which kind of makes it work since it's heavier.
The recording of the record, did you build the tracks live as you would, or did you use the studio time to kind of put each track down at a time?
Yeah, that's a really good question because I had a dilemma with that. Originally, I set out to record it live as I could, and I actually went to the garage after hours and with Brian Dobb kind of put everything up and tried to record it. It sounded great, but I just wasn't what I envisioned in my head, how I wanted it to come across. So I recorded it at home. Like I was saying before, I had the fortune of playing them live a bunch of times. So I knew how they were supposed to go. But at that point, I separated them out and I recorded the drum loop blasting through my guitar amp just directly. And then I started looping my guitars like I tend to do live, one at a time. But I tried to maintain that looping aspect as far as recording digitally goes. At a certain point, like I record a guitar part and then I just keep it going. I loop it digitally. Okay. So it is the same. I didn't just play the same guitar part for the whole song because I wanted it to still have that looping sound.
Jared Drawn. He's the loop master behind Must Be the Holy Ghost. Jared puts on quite a live show, often assisted by psychedelic projected imagery, courtesy of Weapons of Mass Projection. You can catch him live on July 4th at the Blind Tiger in Greensboro, and on Saturday, July 12th at the Garage in Winston-Salem. Vinyl copies of Get Off are available at Hippo Records in Greensboro, and Reanimator, Earshot, and Underdog Records in Winston-Salem. You'll find links to all this and more at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts Weekend. Well, that's all for today's program. Our executive producer is David Ford, and our associate producer is Bethany Chafin. Our intern is Michaela Nance. You'll find archived episodes and podcasts on our website at wfdd.org and click on Triad Arts Weekend. You can follow us on Twitter as well, at Triad Art Speak. And as always, we'd love to hear from you. Email your questions, comments, and suggestions to triadarts@wfu.edu. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm Eddie Garcia. Thanks for listening to Triad Arts Weekend.